Do you wonder what the pillars of thyroid health are? Today, I'm going to be breaking down the four pillars of a healthy, thriving thyroid. We're going to talk energy, we're going to talk mapping, we're going to talk thyroid blockers, and we're talking movement. Welcome back to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast, where we choose to become empowered patients and take our health into our own hands. Hi, I'm Shannon Hansen, a Christian entrepreneur, a mom of three, and after dealing with my own health mysteries, I made it my mission to learn everything I could about the thyroid. I soon became certified as a holistic wellness practitioner, a functional nutrition practitioner, and a functional diagnostic practitioner, and so much more. After that, I founded the revolutionary thyroid program, the Hansen Method. As a health professional and a mom, I fully understand the importance of having a fun, simple, and sustainable plan for achieving a responsive thyroid. So I share actionable and practical strategies for developing a responsive thyroid so that the ambitious moms and women can gain freedom from fatigue and lose the thyroid weight once and for all. Each week, I will be here for you. Along with my guest experts, we will be sharing simple and tangible tips that work for not only your thyroid, your hormones, your family, and your mindset so that you can get back to living the life that you envision for yourself. Welcome to the Thriving Thyroid Podcast. Do you guys ever wonder what the steps are for creating a thriving thyroid to creating a responsive thyroid? Because some of you guys are taking medication and your thyroid isn't responding. That feels yucky. Feels terrible. We all want more energy, more time, more stamina to be able to keep up and to perform the jobs that we need. So the four pillars of thyroid health include a clean energy. This is all geared around food and nutrition because food is the fuel for our body. We don't put gas in a diesel and we don't put diesel in a gas. And sometimes that is what we are doing because we're choosing to use frankenfoods. We're choosing to use convenient foods because we're tired, because we're worn down, because we don't have the energy to make a healthy, well-balanced meal. Or maybe you just don't simply have the skills, or maybe you were never taught how to cook and prepare food. That clean energy looks like three different areas. The first one is learning how to combine foods, understanding what foods work well together, understanding how to pair them, how to match them up so that we optimize digestive function, we optimize gut health, we optimize the body's ability to break down, absorb the nutrients, which is the building block for our thyroid function. So important, right? The second part of the clean energy is getting in those key thyroid nutrients, things like selenium and iodine and magnesium and tyrosine and B vitamins and vitamin C and vitamin E, being able to know what foods are nutrient dense and provide those building blocks for your thyroid are foundational. And the last part of having the clean energy is being able to remove foods that are causing inflammatory responses in the body and blocking the body's ability to absorb and digest and utilize the other nutrients. Keep in mind here, one person's food and medicine is another person's poison. And I want to demonstrate this, and I want you to think about peanut allergies, right? Peanut allergies are all the rage right now. They seem to be popping up everywhere for different reasons. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure there's a reason for them. Now, I don't have a peanut allergy. I'm fine to eat peanuts if I choose. But if you have a peanut allergy and you ate them, you could go into anaphylactic shock. And therefore, if you didn't have an EpiPen, it could kill you. Now, I know that's a little probably melodramatic here, but I want you to think about that. You may be eating and consuming foods that are having negative reactions inside the body that are lowering the body's defense mechanisms and lowering the body's ability to digest and absorb and to work optimally. So those are the first pillars that you need to know about thyroid health and improving energy and things like that. The second part of this is mapping your symptoms. You guys, this is so key. Now, in homeopathy, they believe that the body can and does work in reverse. So, for example, if we have the flu, we may experience cramping in our stomach, then diarrhea, then a sore throat, then a headache. Well, in order for the body to self-heal, to regulate, it works in reverse. We go almost back through those symptoms until the body remembers what homeostasis was before. Interesting, right? And your body, as you're going through the process of restoring thyroid function and creating a responsive thyroid, your body can and will do that. We see that all the time with the clients that we work with inside the Hansen method, where they're working in reverse and they're like, I haven't had acne in 10 years. And I'm like, but you had it before? Well, yeah. Okay. And what else is going on? And we can start to pull these pieces out and say, oh, that's what's going on. Your body's working in reverse. Yes, we're experiencing those negative side effects, but we're actually pulling them out by the root so that we can get rid of them. So here's what I recommend. Keep a detailed medical timeline. Fill in as much detail as you can. Start from the time that you were born, or have at least enough information, right? If a parent is dead, or maybe you were adopted, or whatever it may be, just fill in the information that you have and start to keep notice of that. Start to keep track of those things, because as you go on this journey with us, you're going to start noticing things. And I want you to know and understand these can pop up, but again, we're pulling them out by the root. And if you can anticipate or expect certain responses to come back, you're going to be much more compliant. Number three, thyroid blockers. You guys, this is my favorite thing to talk about, because I believe, and some people are going to fall out of their chair, I believe thyroid to be a secondary condition. So far, I have not had anything that has proved me wrong. That doesn't mean that that can't happen, but I believe thyroid to be a secondary condition, meaning our body is responding to the environment around us. If you're kind of a geek like me, go research out epigenetics and start to look at what that looks like, because our environment dictates how our body reacts or responds. So thyroid blockers can show up in the way of hormone imbalances, which leads us to liver congestion. It could show up as fungus or mold or bacteria or parasites or some kind of pathogen that is living in the intestines, blocking the body's ability to absorb the nutrients, even if you're eating healthy and doing all of the other things. Keep that in mind. Thyroid blockers come in many different shapes, many different sizes, and we need to have the ability to test for those and to find out what is the real reason, what is the real cause, what is really going on here that is causing the thyroid and the body to react the way that it is. And fourth, opening up those detox pathways. I know you guys are going to hear me talk poop all the time in this podcast, so if you're not comfortable with that, this may not be the podcast for you. Opening up our bowels is one of the ways that we can improve thyroid function. We want to also be making sure that we are opening up our lymphatic system, that our lymphatic system is draining and getting rid of the heavy metals, getting rid of the yucky toxins that are stored in there from chemicals and hydrocarbons and all of these yucky things that could have been there from the time that you were a small baby or sometimes in utero, depending on what your mom was exposed to. And we want to be making sure that those pathways are open and that your body can excrete the toxins properly. And you guys, this is so embarrassing, but I thought it was so cool in high school. I did not sweat. I still have a very hard time sweating. And I live in Phoenix, Arizona. So when I was in high school, all of my friends were outside dancing and whatever, because I was on the dance team. They would all be dripping in sweat. And here I am, like, barely glistening. And they were like, what? How are you not sweating? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fine, you know. And little did I know that that was unhealthy for my body. So I've had to work very, very hard at opening up those detox pathways with my bowels, with the lymphatic system. And so that is what we're going to be learning here on the podcast. We're going to be diving deep into all four of these topics, and you are going to be learning the skills, the strategies, and the actions that you need to be taking so that you can build a thriving thyroid on these four pillars.
Before you go, I wanted to let you know how to enter and win our giveaway. This is the first and the only time I will be offering this special gift and opportunity for you, and it's completely free. It is a four-week self-paced course. These are the first 4 weeks we teach inside the Hansen Method, walking you through everything you need to know about how to gain energy and lose the thyroid weight. You will learn how to combine foods for optimal digestive and hormone function, the key thyroid nutrients that you need to get into your diet to fill those nutritional gaps that are keeping you stuck feeling hypo or hyperthyroid, and the exact tips I use to teach women how to know what foods are impacting their health without having to do extensive and expensive food testing, and all of the resources you need to know how to remove those sneaky foods that are coming in. But guess what? There's more. I'm throwing in a hair analysis worth $250 with a 45-minute one-on-one coaching call with me to give you specific strategies that you need to be focusing on from what is coming back in the hair analysis. But guess what? It doesn't stop there either. I am going to invite you to be my personal guest inside the Hansen Method Facebook group, where you will get coached by myself and our team of success coaches for 4 weeks. That's right, 4 weeks. This is worth over $800. And all you have to do between now and November 23rd, 2020, is hit the subscribe button, leave us a review, and take a screenshot of that review and tag us on Instagram. You can tag us at sustainable.wellness. I hope you're the lucky winner.
Wait before you go!
Please subscribe if you found value in today's episode. Leave us a review and share on Instagram, and please tag us.
We love your reviews. Pretty please.